Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your host, your man of God, Ron. How are you guys doing today? Today is Thursday, February 13th. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I hope you got your ladies, men of God. I hope you have your ladies, their gifts, your daughters, their gifts. And hope you guys have a great, great holiday tomorrow. But this morning, man, I want to talk about judgment is here. And, you know, a lot of people, when they hear judgment, they think they get terrified. But us believers, we don't. Because judgment for us is exciting. It's a reward. Hallelujah. judgment usually in the biblical context, it definitely carries a dual meaning, it involves both assessment and reward, So a lot of times, we get people get scared when they hear that, they tremble, but not for those who have been faithful and obedient. So the reward is here, and not just eternal awards. There's rewards that will carry here on earth. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. but it's not solely about condemnation, right? Not for believers. It's definitely about assessment of one's life and actions. What have you as believers have been doing and believing in faith and moving in faith in your life? And no, that doesn't carry about perfection. Jesus is the only perfect man that walked this earth, right? But let's go to scripture, right? Judgment seat of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:10, right? For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Now, this verse here, man, it emphasizes, right, that believers, you and I, will stand before Christ's judgment seat, reflecting a moment of evaluation rather than punishment, right? Actions that have been taken in faith and love will definitely result in rewards. So we are seated. Not seated, but we are standing before the seat of Christ in judgment. And a lot of us who have been growing weary in well doing, but there's a reward. Hallelujah. There's a reward, rewards for faithfulness, right? Let's go to Matthew 25 and 21. His master said to him, "Well done." Oh my, that's all I want to hear. That's my goal. That's my life's mission, is well done. Well done, good and faithful servant, is what the scripture says. It says, his master said to him, this is Matthew 25, 21. "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Hallelujah. So this scripture illustrates the joy and rewards awaiting those who have been faithful stewards of what God has entrusted to them. Oh my Lord. Oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. There's been a real wild week for me. a very wild week. God has been revealing. He's been revealing. Our Heavenly Father has been revealing to me so much. So much to me. Not just about. He's been revealing things to me, the things he wants to do with me and use me for, and he's been covering me and my family. He's been, and thank you guys for your prayers. You know, I want to shout out certain men of God, Apostle Coach Mike, Prophet Tim, Tim Kenner. He's out of Australia. No, I'm sorry. Tim Cole. Sorry about that, guys. I know you guys listen. Prophet Tim Cole. No. I am messing up their names. I apologize, men of God. Please do not take that any type of way. Prophet Tom Coyle, I hope I'm saying your name right, sir. And Prophet Tim Kenner. These men of God have been amazing. Prophet out of Boston, Prophet Shepherd Delani. He's been another man of God that these men have just been so helpful, and I appreciate them. My mom Anita, my godmother, my brother Caleb, you know, family, friends, my wife, you know, so many people have been just prayerful, and just, I appreciate you. And I didn't want to get too far away from that, but God has been doing a lot this week. It's been a very wild week. Seriously, I was just speaking to the man of God last night about this, because he was mentioning it to me as well. You know, it's been a wild week for those of us in the body of Christ. You know, it's been a wild week, but we count it all joy for sure, for sure. But there's a reward that has been entrusted to us, you know, eternal rewards, right? So the eternal perspective, let's go to Romans 14, 10 through 12. And it says, for we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. Each of us will give an account of himself to God. Now, understanding that our earthly life is temporary, right? This helps us to focus on eternal rewards, you know, living with an eternal perspective. It definitely encourages faithfulness, you know, just knowing that God sees and values our efforts, you know, because it's not easy. That narrow path is people can say what they want, but it's fitted. And it's custom fitted for you, which means it's just you walking that path. Yes, you have your brothers and sisters in Christ who are praying for you, men of God, you know, your mentors, your leaders, and those who are helping you and praying for you. But be clear, that path is a lone path, just you and the Father, right? So it's not easy. It's not easy, but the eternal perspective keeps the focus on Jesus, focus on the things of God, right? So just know that there are eternal awards after here, right? You know, so your name is written in the book of life. Hey. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. My room will be ready for me when it's time, right? But faithfulness in trials, right? James 1:12, let's go there. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Now, this is a part of the promise and the rewards that you will get here on earth, you know. Enduring hardship and remaining faithful through trials is another avenue for receiving God's promise and rewards, right? You know, here on earth, you know, he take care of his children, and there's nothing that we go without. you know, but those hardships come and those trials come. And especially when we are diligent, you know, and he blesses our hands. So when we are diligent, we definitely reap those rewards here. We definitely reap what we sow. And so that's always definitely encouraging, and it keeps the fire going. It keeps us persevering and resilient. You know, I was speaking to Prophet Tim Kenner last night, and you know, just enduring and strength and going through it. He's bringing us through those things this week, and it's been challenging. It's challenging, to say the least. Like there's nothing to really explain what we deal with. And certain men of God, your prophets, your apostles, true men of God, pray for them, keep them lifted, because it's a lot that we deal with and we go through. We deal with and we go through in our families, in our lives, just like everyone else, right? But when you are called and chosen to a space and position in Christ, that you're going to be a certain instrument, a certain vessel, a certain weapon even against the kingdom of darkness, there's you know, it turned up, you know, but we turned up, so we're not really tripping on that. But we I'm just saying that it is challenging, but the Lord strengthens us. He's with us, you know. So I guess what I'm saying is, just keep your men of God and women of God lifted in prayer. let's keep going. The crown of righteousness. That's a reward. The crown of righteousness. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4:7-8. And it says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. That crown, hallelujah, that crown. Now, this passage highlights both the reward of a crown for those who faithfully serve God and an assurance that God is just. He's just in his judgment. You know how sometimes you go through life, you just be like, ooh, my just due. Hallelujah. I didn't understand that when my grandmother would say that. And my mom, you know, I didn't understand it. But my God, you know, being an adult and just my own walk and journey, you know, I understand it a lot more now as far as that goes, right? So encouragement to persevere, man. That's what this is all about. Encouraging you guys. Encourage your brother. Encourage me. I love the DMs and the messages on social media from you guys. I love the recorded voices you can send. I know I sound old or outdated or something, but you know, you can send your voice recording, right? I love those too, man. That encouragement from you guys be everything, man. I truly appreciate it. But encouragement though, to persevere. Let's go to Hebrews 10:35-36. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, hallelujah, which has great reward. That's been the biggest thing for me, that the Lord has been working on me with, you know, the confidence. But let me finish the scripture. It says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise, the promise. Hallelujah. You know, believers, we're encouraged to remain steadfast as there is a reward for enduring and continuing to do God's will. You know, there's just a key with perseverance. It's a key that unlocks the strength of God, you know, because as we go through, He constantly builds us up. He constantly builds us up. You know, I always go back to referring to it as a, you know, when you get bumps and bruises, you know, your mama put the alcohol on it. You know, she rub on it. She put the ice on it. Whatever the case may be, that comfort or that assurance that it's going to be okay. And keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep pressing forward the mark. You are of value, and our Heavenly Father will use you greatly and mightily. You know, there's just been such a pressing, you know, to reveal, to manifest the glory of the Lord, sons of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Jesus. The Holy Spirit is pressing upon me right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. You guys, so basically, this message today, is basically the biblical judgment as a reward. It focuses on the acknowledgement of a believer's faithfulness and obedience to God. That's what grants the reward. That's what puts us in a certain security in Him. You know, because it does become challenging, guys. I don't want to make it that is challenging. I'm not making it about that. I'm making it about Him and saying that you can rest assured. You can rest assured that judgment is coming and your works are being noticed. Your works are being noticed, especially for those of us who have just been faithful and obedient. You know, by living righteous lives, engaging in good works and persevering through trials, you know, we believers can anticipate the joy of receiving rewards and the promise of eternal life with Christ. So I encourage you guys to remain faithful, right? And I must remind you that our efforts are not in vain, but will be rewarded in God's perfect timing. Ooh, Jesus. So before I let you guys go, because I'm at my mark and I know Nathan is about to come in here and try to grab me and make me do something. Oh, Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, thanking you for your promises of reward and the assurance of your divine judgment. Lord, help us to see our lives through the lens of eternity, focusing on faithfulness and obedience to your word. We ask for strength to endure trials and temptations, knowing that our perseverance will lead to the crown of life you have promised. Fill us with your spirit, guiding us in our daily actions so that we may be good stewards of what you have entrusted to us. Lord, remind us that our work is not in vain. Help us to encourage one another in our faith journeys and to celebrate the goodness of being called your servants. May we live with confidence, knowing that we will stand before you and hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, O Lord, for the grace that empowers us to live out our faith, We trust in your righteous judgment and look forward to the rewards that await us in your eternal kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. I hope this message helped you guys. I'm just excited about everything to come, the new relationships, the new businesses, the new ventures, the new works, you know, where we can express him fully and be of great use for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. But I hope you guys have a great and blessed day. I love you. But remember, Jesus loves you more. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And I will speak with you guys in the next episode. Shalom.